A new report out this morning shows healthcare spending in Massachusetts was $632 million higher last year than it was supposed to be. Here's what we mean. By law, the state has a goal of keeping healthcare cost increases in line with the growth of the overall economy. The numbers show the state failed to reach that target. WBUR's Martha Biebinger tells us what went wrong.
$54 billion. That's the total for every test, office visit, baby delivered, and chemotherapy treatment paid for in Massachusetts in 2014. It's a 4.8% increase, according to a report out today from the state's Center for Health Information and Analysis, well over the target cap of 3.6%. Not good, says John Hurst, speaking for 3,600 members as president of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts.
It's far above the rate of inflation that we're seeing in the state. It's far above what family incomes are going up at and far above what small businesses are seeing in their increased sales.
So what happened? The place where costs really jumped, as in $2.4 billion, was at MassHealth. This insurance program for low- and moderate-income residents added 379,000 men, women, and children. Some became newly eligible through the Affordable Care Act, but most were automatically enrolled when the Health Connector website crashed.
Certainly, some of the jump is a direct result of the failure of the Connector.
Mary Lou Sutters is Secretary for Health and Human Services and chairs the Connector Board. The increase may be temporary. Sutter says through checking eligibility, MassHealth has shrunk by 200,000 members. She aims for a 6% budget increase this year, much lower than the 19% hike highlighted in the spending report.
Obviously, the 19% growth in MassHealth is distressing to all of us, and this administration is taking steps to redesign and restructure a MassHealth program that is sustainable for the long haul.
On the private insurance side, premiums went up 2.6%, more than the year before, but still a modest rise. Aaron Boros runs the Center for Health Information and Analysis, the agency that crunched all these healthcare numbers for today's report. He says employers and insurers kept premiums low by switching to plans with higher deductibles or higher copays.
And of course, the purpose of insurance is to protect people from out-of-pocket expenditures. And so that's a trend that is worth watching. Massachusetts tends to have less use of these products than other states, but it's growing faster than any other segment of the market.
Boros points to another worrisome increase last year. Spending on drugs was up 13 to 14%. The state's Health Policy Commission will look for ways to tackle drug prices, but Chairman Stuart Altman says there's not much one state can do on that issue.
You can make sure that only those people that really need the drug that are so expensive get it. But of course, that could be quite controversial. And one needs to look at whether there are trade-offs between more drugs and then less other services.
This report, with some troubling signs for healthcare spending, comes a week after small businesses learn that their base rate for premiums will rise more than 6% at the beginning of next year. Rick Lord is president of the state's largest employer group, Associated Industries of Massachusetts.
We are seeing an acceleration of healthcare spending. I think it's too early to predict whether this trend is going to continue, but it does look like next year premiums, at least for small employers, are going to be, you know, more than double of what they were in 2014.
So is the state's health care cost working? Does setting a yearly spending goal help?
You know, this is just a never-ending battle.
John Hurst with the Retailers Association.
As we cannot continue to drain money from our consumers, our employers, and taxpayers and shift it over to the healthcare industry.
Here's Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters.
We're not going to always hit the benchmark, but what this does continues to put a very public spotlight on our needs to really control costs.
Whether or not it's working to dramatically change behavior is much harder to tell.
Aaron Boros at the Center for Health Information and Analysis.
We do see some indications that commercial healthcare spending is rising faster and faster, especially with the introduction of new technology and in particular prescription drugs.
And Stuart Altman, who's been studying healthcare costs since the late 1960s.
My sense is that the people that provide care have been very conscientious about trying to lower spending. the law is having an effect.
And here's one more figure, $8,010. It's the breakdown of health care spending for each resident of Massachusetts last year. The report's authors say few, if any, states spend more, a distinction we may not be able to afford to keep. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.